seeks the Lord. The second thing, like the second qualification is that they love the people they're serving. And I'm just going to tell you, your pastors love you. They love your community. It's evident every time they talk about you guys. And it's just an honor to be able to be here with you guys. You're part of our family because the whole Only Believe family thing is going on. So some of your teenagers have seen me before. So hopefully they're excited to see me again tonight. So here's what I want to do for you guys. I want to just really encourage you, and if I could do anything, I know that Pastor Phil and Pastor Regina, they have a massive fire already going here, but I just want to take a big fan and blow it into a bigger flame. That's what I want to do. I want you to leave here thinking that you can change your city. That's what I want, and I know that they talk about this all the time, but I want you to, without a shadow of a doubt, believe that not only can you change your city, but you are, in fact, exactly who Jesus wants to go change the city. I believe this with all my heart. So to do this properly, though, I need you to do something for me. This is a little experiment, and I'm going to give you time to do this while I pray. I need you to get a piece of paper and a pen, or get a pen and use your hand or any part of your body that you can write on. That'll be fine. I need you to look around at an empty chair, and I want you to think of somebody in your community that you know that's broken, hurting, and doesn't have a relationship with Jesus who needs to be sitting in that chair, and I want you to write their name down. Just one. Just one person that you know is broken, hurting, and does not know Jesus, and write their name down. I'm going to give you a minute to do this. Just one. Don't cheat and write two names. Just one. Per person, though. Per person. If you're a couple, that would be two names. Children as well. Youth, you need to do this. You're not exempt from this experiment. You need a pen. Bro, there's a pen right here. There's a pen right there, too. You are equipped. And paper. There you go. Ask and ye shall receive. Adam, I see you not writing anything. Man, get. Yeah. Once you do it, I want you to just wave that name at me real quick so I know that everybody's done this. This is a full participation type event. Even in the back row, I see you guys back there. Thank you for that wave. I appreciate that. I see you back there, all the way in the camera booth. Faithful servants. You guys got it? I promise you, this is going to pay off at the end. I promise you. What I want to do is, again, I want to fan the flame here that's already going. I want you to leave completely confident of the fact that you are exactly who Jesus picked to change this community for Jesus. And to do it, I need to show you a pattern that's established in the Gospels. This pattern starts with Jesus, and then we're going to see it develop all the way into the book of Acts, which is the birthing of the church. And there's this really cool pattern that we got to grab a hold of. Okay, and to get into it, we're going to look first at Luke chapter 4. If you would, we're going to go to a couple of different scriptures, so I hope you have fast fingers. Luke chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 14. Okay, it says, Jesus, this is, by the way, in Luke's gospel, this is taking place right after Jesus has gone into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and been tempted by the devil. This is right after Jesus comes out of that fast. Verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him.